Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We thank God and thank you for being with us today, ladies and gentlemen. And we definitely want to give God another hand clap of praise for this marvelous day. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise God this morning for you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop. This will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. We're so excited about being here today with you. If you hear this now or even later, you are blessed of the Lord. The Lord blesses those all across the globe, ladies and gentlemen. And we're just excited about what he's going to do today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, real quickly, you can put that number. I believe everybody on the planet needs prayer today, right now in Jesus' name. The number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You can tweet that out right now, send that out on your network. Say, 347-843-4559. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hear from Dr. Crenshaw as well, Bishop's wife, later on. We always thank God for the man and woman of God. And you better put your hands together for the man and woman of God, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. God bless you this morning. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be reading from the Word today, Psalms 24, chapter 24, verses 1 through 10. We encourage you to read the Word as well, Psalms 24, verses 1 through 10. We thank God for His powerful, powerful Word this morning as well. Also, too, we are sensitive to this time, and if you do have a prayer request that we can share today, ladies and gentlemen, feel free to hit star 1 on your phone. If you do have a prayer request, specific prayer request, hit star 1 on your phone. We will open up the lines later on as you allow us. Thank you so much for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the day. Let's go ahead and go to prayer and go to the Word in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. We're excited about the Word. Psalms 24, 1 through 10. Ladies and gentlemen, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Amen. For he hath founded it upon the seas. Amen. And established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Wow. Amen. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, and hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, amen, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, the righteousness of the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Verse 10, the last verse says, who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Shalah. Amen. What a powerful Word this morning. Thank you so much for listening to the Word. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time for Bishop John Crenshaw. If you would, put your hands together for the man of God. Bishop, thank you so much. Good morning to you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Thank you. This morning, we're going to cover pray about old sickness and good health, and pray for finances, pray for people receiving jobs. Pray against the spirit of fear. Father, we thank you this morning for your Word. We give you praise and glory. We magnify you. We lift your name up. We exalt your name. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. And Father, we thank you this morning as you heal those that are sick. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for good health. We pray for a sound mind, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray for the minds of people this morning. We pray for the minds of the children, the families, the husband, the wife, the sons, the daughters. We pray this morning for the lives of men and women, God, that their minds will be stable, God, and their mind will not be taken by the enemy. Father, we give you thanks this morning that you will cover us in your blood, and we give you praise for it. And we thank you, God, that you promised us good health. God, and we give you thanks, and we give you, because your word says, we wish above all that we prosper, be in good health, even as our soul prosper. Father, we thank you, God, even as our soul prosper, God, we thank you that our natural resources we will be blessed with. We thank you, God, that you will bless men and women and boys and girls and families like never before, that we walk in a season that God a blessing. We walk in a season of overflow. We give you praise, God, that there will be no lack in our lives. We will magnify your name for your goodness and your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your blessings, God. We know that the wealth come from you, God, that you give it the wealth, God. And we thank you for it this morning, Father. We thank you, God, for created minds, that God, that you would give us minds that we could create wealth, God, as you put you first in our lives. And we give it over to you, God, that you would direct our path, Father. We thank you for it this morning, Father. We thank you, God, that you will bless us, God, that we will leave an inheritance for our children and our children's children. God, you promised us in your word, God, that you will bless us, God. We give you thanks for it, God, that there will be no lack in our lives. We thank you right now, even as our soul prosper, our natural man will prosper as well, God. And we thank you we will rise early in the morning and seek your face. We will give you thanks for all the many blessings. We thank you, God, that we will be the givers and not the borrowers. We will be the lenders. We will be able to give in abundance, in God. And we give you thanks for it in the name of Jesus. And we praise you this morning, God, that we will be blessed above measure, God. We thank you for it, God. We give you praise right now. It is already done. We give you thanks for it already, God. And we praise you, God, as you have blessed this nation, that the resources are there, God. The finances are there. The blessings are there. But, God, let it be shifted that men and women and boys and girls will have the same opportunity and have the same privilege, God, to get, that there will be no lack in their lives. And, God, we thank you right now. We praise you, God. We pray against the sickness of cancer, diseases, high blood pressure. And, God, God, that we will eat properly, that we will eat healthy, that we can have good health. And thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, our communities, our neighborhoods, our country, our cities will be blessed, God. God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you for it, God. We give you glory, God, that we will walk in the victory, God. We will walk in the resources. God, you said in your word, God, that we will be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And Father, we give you thanks, God, that you have changed our mindset, God. You have changed the way that we think, oh Heavenly Father, that we know that you are the source and you are the supplier. But God, I thank you, Lord. You said you would give us to it, but God, but we have to do something ourselves. We have to apply, God. We have to go after it, Jesus. And we give you thanks for it, God, and we give you praise, God. Lord, I know your words say the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, but God, that means, Lord, that you would give us the ideas, that you would give us the resources, that you would give us a mindset that we go do what it takes to, so that we can have enough and abundance on the mouth. Oh God, we give you thanks for it in the name of Jesus. We praise you for it, Almighty God. We pray, God, for our community, God. We pray for those that's in poverty today, God, that they will not remain in poverty the rest of their lives, but they'll have a change of heart, a change of mind. And we thank you, God, even as they have given their lives to Jesus, you, Lord, we give you praise for it right now. We thank you for every soul, God, has been changed. We thank you for every soul that has been delivered out of the hand of the enemy. But, God, we give you praise right now. We give you thanks, God, in the name of Jesus, that our children will be blessed, God. Our sons and our daughters will be blessed. And their children will be blessed, Father. We give you thanks for it in the name of Jesus. We call it so today. We call it done today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we would not sit around and we would not have a pity party, God, but we would do something, God. We would do something, God. Teach our young people, God, that have a mindset, God, to do something great, God, to go after the things of God and do the things of God that pleasing in your sight. And we give you praise for it. We pray for mind change, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the atmosphere to be changed. We be filled with your glory. Be filled with your anointing. Father, we give you praise right now that their bodies are being healed. They're healed from cancer. They're healed from diabetes. They're healed from high blood pressure. They're healed from all types of diseases. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. That no evil shall be able to come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. We will walk in victory. We will not walk in fear. We will not walk in fear. We will not walk in doubt. But God, we will walk in faith. Now faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And Father, we call it so today that we will rise up in faith and do go forward, Lord. We will rise up and to speak the word over and over and over and over and over, that we will fill the atmosphere with fear, and we will not fill it with doubt and unbelief, but we will fill it with your word, and we'll fill it with speaking the truth. And Father, we give you thanks for it in the name of Jesus, that we will love our neighbors as we do ourselves, that we will love our neighbors, our families, God, that we will reach out to our families, our faith, our neighbors, the God, so help them and teach them the ways of God, to teach them to move forward on the things of God, that they can be successful. Father, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise, God, that we will not be in light. We will not be in light. We will not be in light. Our community would not be in light. Our neighborhoods would not be in our light. Our cities, our governments would not be in our light. But God, that we will walk in overflow. We will walk in overflow. God, we give you thanks, God. We will curse the generation of God. We will curse that generation of curse. Father, break it in the name of Jesus. Destroy it in the name of Jesus. And change the mindset, God. Change the mindset. Change the way we think, God. And Father, we give you praise, God. You have put it into our hands. You have committed unto us. And God, it's left up to us to do something about it. Father, we give you thanks for it, and we give you praise, God, and we appreciate it, God, today, and we will show you that we appreciate it, God, that we will move on the things of God, that we will move and we will all act in the things, and we will act in faith, and God, we will not just shout and jump and down, but God, we will walk in the resource, and we will have the overflow. We will have more than enough, and I give you praise, I give you glory. I decree that thing today, and I thank you for healing people that have disease and sickness, God. I thank you that you're healing them from high blood pressure. You're healing them from heart failure. We thank you today. You're healing those that have all kind of ailments in their body, that you're healing them, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise for it today. We give you honor for it today. We appreciate you for today. And God, we thank you that you're destroying that spirit of fear. You're destroying that spirit of fear. God, that we will not walk in fear. Everything that we hear on the news, that we won't be so afraid or be so shaken or be willing to give up just because we heard it. But God, we will believe your word over what the news reporters say. We will believe your word over what the news reporters say, Father, because we know that you are the creator. We know that you have all power, and God, we will act like it, we will walk in it, we will decree it, and we will stand on it in the name of Jesus, and we forever give you praise, and we thank you for our brothers and sisters, God, in the body of Christ. We thank you for those that have not even gave their life to Jesus yet, that you are working on their behalf right now. You're changing their hearts right now. You're changing their mindsets right now. We give you thanks, God, and we glorify your name. and we forever lift your name up, Jesus. And we praise you because you are an everlasting God. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are our very present help in time of trouble. Father, we pray this morning that you will comfort those that lost loved ones. We ask you to pray, God, and we pray this morning that you will comfort them and you will strengthen them and you will be with them. But most of all, God, let us rise up in this season and let us realize the opportunity that you have made available for us. We realize the opportunity that you have made. We're living in a season of overflow. We're living in a season of blessing, and we're living in a season of the promises of your word. And God, we thank you for it, that you have given us this opportunity. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for it, God. And we give you praise and we give you glory that we will live by example according to your word. And we give you praise for it right now. We call those things that be not as though they already are. It is already ours. It is already ours, God, and we give you thanks for it. We thank you today, Lord, and we praise you right now. From this day forward, we will move in the things of God like never before. We will walk in prosperity like never before. We will walk in an overflow like never before. We will walk in the vision of God that placed in our hearts like never before. We will move out, God, when we don't even see it. But we will trust you anyway, God. And we give you thanks, and we will not give up. And we will not quit, God. And we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is prayer time for Bishop John Crenshaw. That was his voice here, ladies and gentlemen, praying for us this morning, our families, and our nation, ladies and gentlemen, and our city and governments and so forth. We thank God for all those who received that prayer today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very, very serious times that we're in. We want you to get excited. Ladies and gentlemen, as Bishop was praying, I was getting excited about the word, ladies and gentlemen, this morning. Also, too, he mentioned the key area. You got to stand on the word, ladies and gentlemen. You must stand on the word no matter what you see or hear. You got to stand on the word. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for the new souls. Amen. The new souls that are coming to him right now. All across the globe. So we thank the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank God, the Father, and the Son today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, also, we love or always like to hear from Dr. Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop's wife. And at this time, we want to bring in Doc. Thank you so much, Doc. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise God for this beautiful morning and for all of you that are listening today. Praise God. Thank God for that prayer. Praise the Lord. Targeting those things that, praise God, we know that God is yet able, praise God, to deliver from sickness and disease. Praise God. We can't give up on the Father. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He wishes above all things that you prosper, you and good help, even as our souls shall prosper as we seek God. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us, praise God, over there in the book of Joshua, praise God, that we would not only have success, but praise God, we're going to have good success. So I want to encourage you, praise the Lord, don't fall into spiritual slumber. Know that God is yet able. You know, Job had to be cautioned against that because of the challenges that he was going through. The Bible lets us know, praise the Lord, that everything he had been taken away. And that was a moment that he fell into a spiritual slumber. And needless, praise God, should we say, there were many of his friends that came along that he thought would be supportive to him. Yet, praise God, they did not give him the support system that he needed, that he could only find through the word of God. Praise the Lord. So the enemy's job was to take Job out. And there are going to be times in our lives when we think that people are going to be there for us. They're not. Praise God. So don't get disappointed. Don't get weary. Don't get dismayed. Because those of whom we think would be sensitive and understand what we're going through, they'll come with a different message. Those friends came with a different message. Praise God. That sort of looked down on Job as if he had done something out of the will of God. Did that help Job? No, it didn't. It put him into a place of spiritual slumber. It was not till the 13th chapter that Job began to woke up and speak life into his own self. And he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. hold on to the word of God. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Be like Abraham, praise the Lord. In Genesis, I believe, the 22nd chapter, Abraham, praise God, even though the Lord showed him to go up and sacrifice his only son, it was his words, his attitude, and his thoughts. I'll say that again. His words, his attitude, and his thoughts. We must adjust our words. Praise God. We need to think on those things which are lovely and are pure. And we need to make sure that our attitude, praise God, is pure toward God. Abraham, even though he was challenged, he had faith. What did he say when the Lord told him to go up and sacrifice? He said, we're going up to this mountain and we're coming back. We're going up to this mountain to do what? Worship. We're going up to this mountain to worship. That's a key word. We're going up to this mountain to worship. In the midst of it all, the challenging time, he said, we're going up to the mountain and worship, and we are coming back, even though God had told him to sacrifice his son. There's an element of faith there. In the midst of the challenging things that's going through your mind and your thoughts right now, God is right in the midst of it. The key is just be obedient and have faith. Abraham was obedient, and he had faith. He had faith that he was going up to that mountain, and God was going to provide a ram in the bush. And guess what? That's exactly what the Lord did. Praise God. He provided a ram in the bush. I want to encourage you, praise God, don't go to sleep, praise God. Don't get caught and fall into spiritual slumber. Know that God sees, knows, and hears all things. So adjust your words and speak the word of the Lord in the atmosphere. Amen. Shift your attitude. Praise God. Think on those things which are lovely and pure and of an honor report. And finally, praise God, let this mind be of you, which is also in Christ Jesus. God is yet sovereign. God is yet omniscient. He's everywhere, at every place, at every time, and he sees all things. Great is he that is in you, that he that is in the world. Don't give up on the word of God. Know that God is with you. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us, but he'll be with us always until the end of the world. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. What powerful words from Doc. Thank you so much, Doc. I love the word, ladies and gentlemen. We love to hear the word from Doc and Bishop. And we always thank God for his marvelous, marvelous leaders, ladies and gentlemen, in the word of God. And we just lift up all our leaders all across the land that are preaching, teach the word of God. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. What a great day to pray unto the Lord. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to be sensitive to this time. If you do have a prayer request, hit *1 on your phone. I'll wait a few seconds there. *1 on your phone. And we'll give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we continue on Prayer Time with Bishop. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Thank God for Dr. Crenshaw, the word of encouragement, God, the word of exaltation. As we continue to pray and believe God and walk in faith, we walk in faith and not in doubt. As we walk in faith, as we move out on the things of God and watch God open doors like never before, this is a season of an open door. Let us walk into the things of God and let God bless us like he has promised us in his word. Hold on your faith. Don't you give up. Don't you quit. Write that book. Write that song. Create that new job. Go forth in the things that God has placed in your spirit. Go forth in the things that God has placed in your thing. The things of righteousness to God, and God will bless you. God bless you. We're praying for you. We love you. And know God is going to bless you because you was obedient to his word. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Powerful, powerful day. Thank you so much, Bishop Doc, for a great way to start the day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, God, for you and all those all across the land. Thank you so much. Amen. God is so good, isn't he? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a great day. Of course, your day has already started when you woke up, and then we topped it off with some wonderful prayer and wisdom from Doc and Bishop today. So thank you so much for being with us today. We want you to share this out as well, ladies and gentlemen. Bless somebody else. Even as we were on the network, we were sharing it out on the social media. So put that out there, ladies and gentlemen. Let people know that prayer time is here, ladies and gentlemen, 3 times a week. Ladies and gentlemen, we meet on Saturday morning, ladies, at 8 a.m., Sunday evening at 8 p.m., and then we have Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, 8 p.m., and they're all Eastern Standard Time zones as well. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc taking out their time to pray with us and encourage us in the Lord. Yeah, praise God. It's going to be a great day today. Hallelujah. All right, hey, we got to go, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to have a great day again. Get some exercise, eat well. We also, too, want you to call somebody. Call somebody in your family. Call somebody in your friend areas. Let them know how much you love them, okay? Amen. All right, hey, we're going to leave you real quickly with Sister Clark. Moret Clark says, I just want to praise you. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. It's a great day. Have a good one, ladies and gentlemen. Take care. And as Bishop always say, we love you. Have a wonderful day now. Bye-bye. Thank you.